here's a story from The World.
For migrants seeking asylum in Hungary, the door has been largely shut in recent years. Prime Minister Viktor Orban has implemented harsh restrictions, but the door may be opening a crack. The EU's highest court said this week that Hungary's policies violate Europe's asylum rules. We're joined now by András Lederer, who's with the Hungarian Helsinki Committee, a human rights organization in Budapest. András, in most cases, when people are applying for asylum in a country, they go to that country and apply for asylum inside that country. That's different in Hungary. What's the process there right now?
It's very different in Hungary. If you come to this country and you try to seek asylum here, according to the rules, you have to leave Hungary and travel to another country, either to Ukraine or to Serbia, go to the Hungarian embassy in those countries and lodge a statement of intent that you want to seek protection in Hungary. And then 2 months later, you will get a decision whether you can actually go back to Hungary and make your asylum application. This is a Kafkaesque situation where rules are absolutely arbitrary. So this new system has been in place since May this year. And throughout this time, only one family was allowed to come to Hungary and make an asylum application. Only one. All of the others were rejected, meaning they were not even allowed to start an asylum procedure.
And what about people who are simply trying to cross over into Hungary? When they come to the Hungarian border and they say, I'm seeking asylum, what happens now?
If they are seeking asylum at the border, the officers simply turn the person away back to the country from which they came from. There is no possibility to start an asylum procedure. Even if you are availing yourself immediately to the authorities, even if you are approaching the official border crossing, even if you fly into the Budapest airport, there is no way for you to start an asylum application. If you are already inside a country, for example, you arrive to the airport in Budapest, they are going to drive you down to the Serbian border and just throw you out of the country.
This EU court ruling says basically that Hungary was breaking the rules. What rules is Hungary breaking?
Hungary is breaking so many rules that we would need a whole evening show to list those. But the most important ones are the right to asylum, which is a protected fundamental human right in the European Union.
Will the EU court ruling force Hungary to change its policies?
These rulings are binding and immediately enforceable, which means that Hungary, even if it doesn't change the actual legislation, the actual regulations, can no longer apply these impugned rules. If Hungary keeps on applying these rules that are in breach of EU law, that means that Hungary will be brought back to this very same court and penalties, financial penalties, will be imposed.
This EU ruling, it was the result of 5 years of investigations into Hungary's asylum policies. 5 years is a really long time. How can we expect any policies in Hungary to change very quickly? I mean, won't Viktor Orban push back or simply kind of sit on his hands and do nothing?
I think that's a very valid point. The European Union has at its disposal several tools, even in these kind of cases, to speed up the procedure. It never happened. But this is not a Hungary-specific problem within the EU. And I think that despite talks and despite attempts to come up with solutions to that, the EU is still unable to address issues like the ones in Hungary, which would require very quick, definitive, prompt responses and not procedures that take on for about 5 years.
András Lederer is with the Hungarian Helsinki Committee, a human rights organization in Budapest. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.